Hello, welcome to a brand new season of Hammer Time Soccer. I am your host, Brandon Enyart, as always, and I am so excited to bring you this new season of Hammer Time because it's a brand new league that the Hammers are part of. And I know that we talked about it a little bit at the end of last season. We're no longer in the Pacific Coast Soccer League. As all of you know, that was primarily a British Columbian league, so we always had to go across the border for road trips. And it was a hassle. It really was. And, you know, we had two great seasons there. But it's really nice to be part of this all-Washington league, the Evergreen Premier League. And to refresh everybody's memory, Bellingham United, obviously a part of this league, but also Southtown Shock. I'm sure you guys are familiar with them. We faced them a couple times in the preseason before. Wenatchee United Football Club, they're also in this league. The Seattle Stars, West Sound FC, who our reserves played last year. Spokane Shadow, Vancouver Victory, and Yakima United, all part of the All-Washington League. And is there a more beautiful state and a more soccer-loving state to have a brand new league start in? I'm so stoked. Everybody's stoked. And I'm just really, really glad that I'm back. I get to talk with all of you. Hopefully I'll see you at the games and we can, you know, shoot the breeze about this brand new season. Not to mention there's tons of other soccer stuff going on, obviously. Premier League is crazy right now. Champions League is an all-Madrid final. Both Seattle professional teams, the Seattle Reign girls and Seattle Sounders are doing great. They're both at the top of their leagues, actually. So there's so much stuff to talk about, but obviously what you want to hear about are your Hammers because they're why you're tuning in right now. So I'm going to go over the first game for Bellingham United FC in this brand new league. They took on the Vancouver Victory in their season opener. This is the first time we got to open up at home, which was so cool because usually the Hammers would be headed over to Vancouver Island for a two-game swing to start off their season because you have to take the ferry to get over there. And yeah, you guys know the rigmarole, so I won't go over it and bore you. But so it's so great that the Hammers got to open up at home. And the Hammers took the pitch. They had their all brand new, all black everything kits. I like to use the all black everything because, you know, I'm a Jay-Z fan. Vancouver Victory FC, they were dressed in pale blue and with the white trunks. But throughout the first 25 minutes, it was mainly a battle of midfield for possession. Neither team really possessed any threat to their opponent's respective goalkeepers. Bellingham had the better build-ups, but really couldn't find that finishing touch early on. Vancouver managed to mount some pretty good counterattacks, but they fell short in the final third on almost every single one of them. But in the 37th minute, things did start to get a little interesting. There was an alleged push inside Bellingham's penalty area. I didn't see it. Not a lot of people did. But nevertheless, the center ref called a penalty kick for the Victory. And boy, did the crowd ever hold their breath. They were watching Leo. This is Leo's first regular season start. You know, it's so tough for a goalkeeper. And especially, you know, PK is 50-50. And they prepared for the worst, obviously. But they were all brought to their feet as Leo Cohen made a huge save. And boy, was he pumped. I could just see it in his face. And in fact, post-game, he came up to me and gave me this huge high five. And he was just so amped. I actually have an interview with him that'll be coming up later on this show. And you guys will enjoy it, I think. He was just on cloud nine. But moving on, though. Sean Connor actually found himself at the corner flag in the 42nd minute with hopes of putting BUFC up 1-0 before halftime. And he actually found Oscar Jimenez's head for a brilliant header that would put the Hammers up 1-0 right as it went into halftime. The Copper Hob Beer Garden went crazy. I know some of my favorite peeps in the world who hang out in the beer garden, Gable, he was there. Anton wasn't there. I guess Anton was busy. Anton, that's his brother. He's going to be back next week. But Gable went crazy. Gable was so excited. I went up to him at halftime, and he was just stoked. So great to see some familiar faces back. I know Gable listens to this. So hello, Gable. This is my shout-out to you. Hopefully Anton will be at that next match. As well as Rob Breckenridge. I didn't see Rob, I don't think, on this past weekend. So hopefully Rob's there. Miss Rob. But moving on. Throughout the early stages of the second half, the Hammers seemed to find a rhythm that would, for the most part, keep Vancouver victory at bay. In the 59th minute, Bellingham would be given a free kick in a somewhat dangerous area. And the three-year veteran midfielder, Brendan Quillacy, who we didn't know if we'd see early on this season, or at all this season, but he was there. And they called him to take the kick, and Western Washington University superstar Andrew Weishart, by the way, he did have an incredible year at Western this year. He was like, I don't know, he scored like 175 goals. It's just incredible. But anyways, he was waiting near the goal. You could just see him. He's waiting to pounce. And was the delivery beautiful from Quill. Quill put it right on Andrew's path, and Andrew just pounded it home. So that would be the 2-0 lead for Bellingham there. Vancouver victory mounted a couple attacks just before the 80th minute mark, including a long-distance attempt from Mirza Ramic that barely sailed over the net, but solid defending from Joel Grossman. And Chris, the mayor, Jepson, would keep Vancouver from being any real threat. As the clock drew closer to full-time, fatigue started to set in for the visitors, and things came a little sloppy. It led to a few fouls, including a yellow card to Bellingham United FC midfielder Sean Connor. But that wouldn't change the fact that this season opener belonged to the Hammers as they held on for the 2-0 win. Boy, was it fun to see that happen. You know, the Hammers really did dominate this match. And there's a few, you know, the PK was obviously the biggest thing that Leo Cohen had to deal with. He did have to punch out a couple, you know, nice balls that came in. And from, you know, they were either crosses or free kicks. But for the most part, Leo wasn't tested. But he did get man of the match, which he very much deserved after saving that PK. Anybody who's played in goal knows how incredibly hard that is. So great, great way to start the season. Start their first EPL WA season. And it was great to be there. It was funny, though, because, you know, I remember almost every match that I've been to, Hammers matches of the past, where there hasn't been any rain. And the first half, sunshine, beautiful. I was thinking to myself, hey, the Hammers always bring the sun with them. But then it did start raining at the halftime, and I actually watched the second half. I was a total wimp. I went underneath the cover of the stadium and watch from there. Not a bad view, though, from there. And there is no bad view. And that's why all of you should come out to these games, by the way, because it's a great place to watch soccer. And there's a new turf there, so these guys aren't, you know, tripping over turf monsters and all that kind of stuff. It all looks great. And besides all the, you know, football and lacrosse lines, but we have to share. You know, sharing is caring, right? So we'd love to see an all-soccer pitch, obviously, but it's just great. The turf is really in good shape. The guys seem to be a lot happier on it as well. So a great 2-0 win to start off the Hammers season. As I mentioned earlier, I talked to Leo post-game. I also got a chance to talk to Austrian Menez and Sean Connor and Peter Ostrowski as well. He's the president of the Evergreen Premier League. And you guys all remember Peter's a board member for Bellingham United FC, but now he's moved on to be the head honcho of EPL WA. So we're very happy to see him there. And I had a little chat with him about his he was able to check out the first couple matches, that one of those being Bellingham and Vancouver. Here they are. I'm here with Leo Cohen, goalkeeper for Bellingham United FC. Leo, that PK, obviously that's the worst nightmare for a goalkeeper. What were you thinking, and how did you make that save?
I was just going to save it. It was really that simple. I saw him come up, and he was like, he was trying to smile at me a little bit. And, you know, I just read it. I knew where he's going. It wasn't that great of a PK, to be honest. But I threw him off a little bit. I blew him a little kiss, too.
Huge first win for you guys, new league and everything. How does it feel being a part of this new league, and what does the competition feel like to you?
Well, I'm enjoying not playing against Canadians. You know, it's just a different feel to it. There's not big bruisers. They're actual technical, you know, players like us, college players, you know. So it is nice to you know, stay in the state. That's another big thing. And it's the competition, I think, overall, on average, is going to be a lot better. So I'm excited for that.
Well, as we saw, Yakima had a good game against Seattle yesterday, 4-2 win. It's a 2-goal win for you guys at home. Must be nice opening up the season at home, too, right? You've had some games in Victoria to start off the seasons in the past. What are you looking forward to most this season? Or maybe what away trips are you looking forward to the most?
Well, we have a long one over in Spokane and Yakima, and there's little bit of wine country over there. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, we're gonna have a long road trip, and I'm excited to bond with the new guys I don't know yet, and then you know further bonding for the guys I do know. You know, so that trip is gonna be fun. I think it's Spokane and Yakima in the same weekend.
Spokane Wenatchee,
my bad. But yeah. So I'm excited for those road trips because it's going to be a blast.
Well, congratulations on winning Hammer of the Match. That's outstanding. Thank you so much for making that big PK. And we look forward to more big saves from you in the future, Leo.
Man, good to see you, buddy.
Nice to see you, man. Take care. All right, I'm here with Oscar Jimenez. Oscar, you're back as a Hammer, which we're extremely excited about here in Bellingham. You scored one of the goals today. And, of course, the fans are excited about that new league and everything. How did you feel overall at this first game of the season?
I feel like we were good at some points. When we were working hard, we were really good, but there's times where we were pretty lazy, me included, just didn't work hard enough to get open and move off the ball.
Had that beautiful header, though, which is, I know a lot of people were talking about it, so at halftime, so got to feel good about that, though, right?
Yeah, headers, that's funny because I rarely score headers, but Sean just put it right in my head. All I had to do was flick it and found the net.
Well, great. And so what are you looking forward to most of this season? It's a new league. You're going to be playing all Washington teams, which must be a relief. What are you most looking forward to? Who are you most looking forward to playing?
Just looking forward to seeing what all the teams have to offer, I guess. Because they're all from Washington, and there's never been a league like this before, so I'm interested to see what kind of players come out.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Oscar. Congratulations on the win. I'm here with Sean Connor. Sean, you're back in black, which we're happy about here in Bellingham. How did you feel about today's game? You had that beautiful assist on Oscar's header. He was just saying he's not a guy who likes to score off of headers much, but you placed it perfectly. How did you feel in this first game of the season?
I thought it was a really good first game for us. I mean, it's obviously nice to get the shutout, and scoring a couple goals at home is always fun, so I think it's a good start.
Nice, and we talked about, I was talking to the other guys, a brand new league, you don't have to worry about crossing the border anymore. One of these road trips, there's some long ones coming up, especially just coming up here soon. You're going to play both Yakima and Wenatchee, Spokane and Wenatchee. What are you most looking forward to on that road trip?
It's going to two more new teams that we haven't played against before, so, I mean, we just got to come out and play our best and expect that they're going to be really good, so that... I mean, we obviously want to play against the best competition, so.
What do you think of Leo's big PK save? That give the guys a boost?
That was a huge lift, yeah. I didn't actually see what the foul that got called was, so I'm glad that it worked out that way. And Leo came up big.
Well, it was great. Congratulations, Sean, on the win. Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, take care, man.
See you later.
I'm here with Peter Ostrowski, the president of the EPLWA. Peter, this is great. You've been to you were in Yakima for their opening game. Now you're in Bellingham for this opening game. What has it been like for you to see the EPL, the Evergreen Premier League, finally start off with a good, some good matches as well?
Yeah, both matches this weekend were really exciting. I mean, to think that in Yakima, Yakima won 4-2 over Seattle Stars. Here we are in Bellingham. Bellingham won 2-0 over Vancouver. All four teams were well put together, had a high level of play, a lot of energy, so it made for a very exciting weekend for fans throughout the state. You know, right now we also have a game going on in West Sound, where West Sound is hosting South Sound. So far it's a 0-0 game, but who knows what that result's going to be in. But it's been a great inaugural weekend for the league.
I'm sure if you could be in all of those places at once, right, you could, but you don't have multiple people there, so but you have been at these two matches. What have you noticed with the fans? What would you tell fans why they need to come out to these games here in the future?
You just need to come out, because there is something for everybody at these matches, whether it's children, adults, family members of players, businesses. Get behind these clubs. This is a hot thing going on in the state, and you definitely want to be a part of it. You don't want to miss out. And the great thing is, this is the beginning of a 3-month-long season that concludes at the end of July. So there's more to come throughout the state.
I thank you so much, Peter. Congratulations on the start of this wonderful league.
Thank you, Brandon. We'll see you next time.
Perfect. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, I think I said it earlier that Leo was so amped, and I have to be honest, over all the post-game interviews I've done in the past, that had my favorite. I think I mentioned earlier that he came by and gave me this huge high five. when I came through to interview him, and I think he still had his keeper's gloves on too. He was so amped, and I just loved his interview. He was so excited about it. And the funny part is, I actually had to edit part of that interview because he had these kids all around him asking for autographs. He was like their new hero after saving that PK. So it was really, really cool. I had to kind of pause for a minute, and it was really fun to watch because he's a great role model and a great person to be representing Bellingham. And so, yeah, I thought that was just awesome. And many thanks to Sean Connor and Oscar Jimenez, who are both great guys. And they always are able to give a little bit of insight into the game. And, they're always so, brutally honest about themselves, which I think is such a great quality to have as a player. So, and of course, President Peter Ostrowski, what an honor to have him at the season opener this year. What he's doing is phenomenal in the Evergreen Premier League. So thank you so much to all of you for giving me a little bit of some chit chat after the match. So yeah, but this is just the first game of, as Peter said, a 3 month long season. And but I'm gonna tell you a little bit about those other matches that were going on. So yeah, there was two other matches. So not a lot going on the first week, but some great stuff. Yakima United, I think you heard in those interviews, Yakima United FC beat the Seattle Stars 4-2. I think that was a little bit of a shock, at least to a few of the people who voted in, I think it was either goalwa.net or it was EPLWA's website, where they had a vote on who would be the best team in the Evergreen Premier League this season. And Yakima was near the bottom. And if I'm not right, Seattle was a little closer to the top. I know Southtown Shock was one of the favorites. And Bellingham was up there as well. But yeah, Yakima beat Seattle, which I think was a bit of a shock to me, actually. So great opening for the Hops, the Hoppers for that matter. And yeah, South Sound FC, they ended up beating West Sound FC 2-0. And then, of course, Bellingham United FC beat Vancouver Victory FC 2-0. I know you guys know this because I said it's an all-Washington league, but that is Vancouver, Washington, not Vancouver, British Columbia. We just can't get out of playing Vancouver teams, it seems. So finally, when we take on the Spokane Shadow on May 3rd, which is coming up really shortly here, actually, as I record this podcast. So we're going to take on Spokane, and then we'll take on Wenatchee as well on that road trip. And so we'll finally break out of the Vancouver teams, even though this is a different Vancouver. But yeah, so that should be really interesting to hear how they do. And then coming up a little bit later in May, so May 9th it actually is, we've got a kind of an exciting thing happening. It's not a part of the EPLWA, but it is a Bellingham United event, and it's called the Battle in Bellingham. And so, yeah, Civic Stadium is going to be the place to be if you're a soccer fan on May 9th. Starts at 6 p.m. And the first game is Western Washington University. The girls are taking on the Seattle Sounders women of the W League. And that's going to be so much fun because the Seattle Sounders women have put out some great products in the past. Isabel Farrell out of University of Washington, I dubbed her the angel on the pitch. I remember talking about it on Twitter, and the Seattle Sounders women, their Twitter, they loved the nickname, or at least they said they did. They might have hated it, but at least they were humoring me. So yeah, hope to see Isabel Farrell there if she's back with the Sounders women. Hope to see a lot of great talent, obviously. But, you know, the Western Washington University girls, the Vikings girls, they had an outstanding GNAC season, and they really just deserve you guys to come out there and show them some support, because I tell you what, those girls played some amazing soccer over the fall, and they deserve our support, and because they really have been playing their hearts out the last couple seasons in GNAC. And so that's going to be a fun way to start off that evening. And then we follow that with Bellingham United FC taking on the Seattle Sounders U23 squad of the Premier Development League at 8 p.m. And you know, the Sounders U23 team, they actually recently made news with the signing of Jordan Morris. And he's a Stanford sophomore right now. But he made headlines last year scoring 27 goals in 28 games with the Sounders Academy, and that resulted in him being named the U17-18 U.S. Soccer Development Academy Player of the Year. He won't be at this match because Stanford's spring semester is going on, so he has to wait to be released until after the spring semester. But regardless, you know, Sounders U23 are going to bring a very talented squad because a lot of those guys are MLS hopefuls, and so they're going to be, you know, very, very good. And yeah, the Hammers are coming off their longest road trip, as I mentioned. They're going to be going to Spokane and Wenatchee, but they're going to be looking to please their fans here at home in this, you know, as they call it, a friendly. I'm not sure. We have played Seattle Sounders U23 in the past. We had a 0-0 draw last season, or last preseason, I should say. And so we have played them in the past, and they're going to be looking to show off too. You know, as much as we're all Sounders fans as well, when you take on a giant, even this, you know, that name, the organization that the Seattle Sounders are, you know, you want to show up and you want to show off. So Bellingham's going to be definitely looking to show their stuff. But yeah, it's a must-see soccer event. I mean, just plain and simple. And it'll feature some of the best local talent mixed with some of the most exciting players in the state, as well as the nation for that matter. And tickets will be available at the gate or at the Bellingham Sportsplex. So get ready for some entertaining soccer. You're going to be talking about it all summer, I swear to you. So yeah, that's something you guys do not want to miss. Now, before I go, I want to thank Bellinghammer Supporters Club for sponsoring this podcast, and I want to actually take a few minutes to talk a little bit about Hooligan Ron. You guys know him very well if you're a Hammers fan, but he really wants to see some good turnouts for these road games. And you know, Vancouver Victory brought some of their fans. I actually sat next to a few of them. They were there cheering on their squad. And Hooligan Ron wants to take even more Bellingham fans to some of these away games. So you want to go visit www.bellinghammers.org. You know, Hooligan Ron's a big Bellingham United fan. He's a big Bellingham Blazers fan, Bulldogs, Bellingham Bells, Bellingham Slam. He covers all of it. He just loves it. So, you know, he gets the crowd going. He gets everybody excited. Show him a little bit of love and take a nice little trip outside of Whatcom County with Hooligan Ron and some even more Bellingham United supporters on some of these road trips. There's some great places to see. I mean, Spokane, Wenatchee is gorgeous. You know, when there's a Yakima road trip, wine country, oh man, I think I want to make that trip. And obviously Seattle Stars, you know, we all love Seattle, and South Sound Shock, West Sound, Bremerton. And, you know, and maybe show up in Vancouver as well on that road trip because they showed up here. So, yeah, and you're right outside of Portland. So, you know, if you're a Sounders fan and you don't like the Timbers, you can just cross over and give a little hell to the Timbers fans. And, yeah, so, but what you need to do is you need to go to www.bellinghammers.org and get some more information there. You know, and if you follow Bellinghammers SC, not FC, on Facebook, there's always some updates there. So you know when the bus leaves, all that good stuff. And it's something that I think would be awesome to see. I'm totally on board with this, with Hooligan Ron. You know, a good traveling set of fans really makes for a great team. And can you imagine what our guys would feel like if they're playing in, say, Wenatchee, and they've got a big group of people right there supporting them as well in a foreign land? It's just, it'd be so great. So get on board, guys. Go check out www.bellinghammers.org. Find them on Facebook. Like I said, Bellinghammers SC. I'm going to keep saying it until I drill it into your heads that you have to do this. But yeah, thank you so much to Hooligan Ron for supporting Hammers, Hammer Time as well. And tell you what, that guy, he works his hiney off to make sure that the atmosphere is the best for the Hammers. So show him a little bit of love, and a big thank you to him. Anyway, I think that's it for this show, and we're going to have many more as this season goes on. But thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to update you on what happened with the Hammers next week. Talk to you soon.